In the epistle of today, St. Paul, as he writes to the Romans, reminds us that we are not of the flesh. We are to be of the Spirit. Of course, this occurs with faith and baptism into the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. You are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. And if only the Spirit of God dwells in you, then you will not be debtors to the things of this world and to the things and persons and institutions of this world, but only to those that are from heaven. And in particular, to our Lord Jesus Christ and with him to the Father and the Holy Spirit. So we are not debtors to the flesh in order that we may live according to the flesh. The flesh will die no matter what. But we must be debtors to God that we may live according to the Spirit. If you live according to the flesh, you will die, he says. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, the deeds of the body are particular all the desires and evil desires and lusts and passions of the body, whatever they may be, if you put them to death, then you will live. And this is extremely important. And this goes along very well also with the gospel, according to St. Matthew, that is presented to us today. God has not revealed the secrets of heaven to the wise and the learned. Those who are running this world, whether economically or politically, those are the learned, supposedly, though they are not. They are not the ones to whom God has revealed his secrets, his life. And so he says, although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, they do not know them. You have revealed them to little ones. And what little ones exactly is he speaking about? The little ones who are little with the virtue of humility. If a person is proud and thinks only of himself, then he will have no revelation from God. He will be given nothing. The things of God will be hidden from him. But if a person makes himself like a child, as he himself has said, then he will be given the knowledge, the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And of course, the most important secret of all is that which follows next in this particular pericope of the gospel. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son. They are one. They're always together. And of course, the Holy Spirit is part of this too, though he does not speak of him here. The three persons of the Trinity are one, always one. And when a person is in the state of grace, when a person receives baptism and stays in the state of grace, or returns to the state of grace by the sacrament of confession, of penance, then the three persons of the Trinity dwell within that person. As he himself has said, anyone who loves me, I will love, and the Father will love him, and we will come to him and dwell within him as in a tabernacle. And so it is for us too on this earth, when we give ourselves and trust ourselves to other persons, whoever they may be, even ones who are very, very dear to us, we will be let down. I always marvel and, of course, wonder too, in a sense, when we read the Psalms every week, at least once a week, the verse from the Psalms comes up saying, every man is a liar. So how can we give ourselves to a liar, to a false person? And every man is a liar. So we must not give ourselves to one or another. We must give ourselves to God. And the Son, who is the only one that knows the Father, will show him to us. And the Father, who reveals the Son, will give him to us. And they will come, and the Holy Spirit will come with them. Indeed, he is the agent of this transfer, as it were. Because the Holy Spirit, after Pentecost, is in charge of all our spiritual lives. And then we will live in the Trinity. And the Trinity will live in us. And there is nothing whatsoever on this earth. And there is no one whosoever on this earth that can give us that which God gives us. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. What kind of rest? Here he's not speaking about eternal rest as we pray for the souls in purgatory. He is speaking about the rest that comes from the peace that we find between ourselves and God. And that comes to those who labor and are burdened. Without the cross, there is no salvation. There is no rest. There is no peace. There is no joy. Those are gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. And what yoke is it that he's speaking about? The cross. And you will find rest for yourselves. Again, the only peace that we can find in this world comes from God. No one else. Every man is a liar. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we take up and when we take upon ourselves through the will of God, his cross and his following, then we shall find peace in this life and wondrous joy and glory in the next. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.